You're listening to the Modern Day Expert Podcast with me, Catherine Dove, online business entrepreneur and founder of the Experts Business Club. I believe that your message has a million-dollar value once you modernize it and share it online with a global audience. Every week, I'll share inspiration, tactics, and strategies to help you embrace your expertise, create passive income online, and make an impact in the world. You can absolutely build a life and an online business you love, and I'm here to show you how. Let's get started, shall we? Well, hello there, and thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Modern Day Expert Podcast. I just love creating these episodes for you. In fact, I get really excited as I record them because I just know how selling what you know online is going to help you create your ultimate lifestyle. One of the ways that we as modern day experts modernize our expertise is to create a core offer in our online business, which brings in the majority of our revenue. Our core offer is where we take our methodology that helps people create a better life or build a better business, and we package it into an online course, a signature program, a group coaching program, or even a membership site. Our core offer is what we are known for. It's where we plant our flag in the sand and we become known as the go-to person for it. However, it is much easier said than done, and sometimes it can take a while to even figure out what our core offer is going to be, let alone create it. So in the meantime, wouldn't it be nice to start generating revenue, start making an income right now with your expertise? And wouldn't it be nice to start serving and helping your audience right now instead of waiting until you create your core offer? And wouldn't it be nice to quickly start building a list of potential buyers that will eventually purchase your core offer when it is done? And lastly, wouldn't it be nice to get over your learning curve for creating online products? Just get that out of the way without getting so overwhelmed. I saw you shaking your head up and down. I know the answer was yes, 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 and yes. And I'm here to tell you that you can do all of those things. And you can do all of those things I just mentioned if you create an introductory online course. So in this episode, which is part one of your introductory online course, I'm going to teach you what an introductory online course is and how an introductory online course positions people perfectly to purchase your core offer. I'm also going to share with you why creating an introductory online course for your business is so important. And then I'm going to share two blueprints or two types of introductory online courses that you can create that will develop the desire within your customer to go on and purchase your core offer. Now, if you already have your core offer, please stick around because an introductory online course may be just what you need to start selling more of your core offer. So this is part one of your introductory online course. And next week in part two, I'm going to give you a step-by-step framework to create your online course. Okay. So today I'm going to teach you what an introductory online course is. I'm going to teach you why it's so important and why you should create one. And I'm going to give you two blueprints or two types. But next week, then I'm going to actually teach you how to create it. So let's get started, shall we? So what is an introductory online course? An introductory online course is also known as a mini course, a starter course, or an entry-level course. They should solve just one small problem or help people achieve one small goal or provide a high-level overview of a topic. These are generally self-study courses that include just one or just a few modules with a minimal number of lessons. The course should be relatively easy for your student to consume and implement on their own without access to you. In other words, it should be self-study, and it shouldn't take your students more than a few hours to complete. An introductory online course is a starting point for your students, and it gives people a chance to experience you and your style of teaching, to build your credibility and authority with the goal that they will then invest in your core offer and other offers that you make in the future. Introductory online courses are considered low-ticket offers compared to your core offer, which is a mid-ticket or high-ticket offer. So for an introductory online course, the price point and the value that you offer, it should be such an easy decision for people that it's a no-brainer and they don't even hesitate to pull out their credit card to buy it from you. Now, the price point that you charge is going to vary greatly depending on the niche that you're in. So you'll want to spend a little time doing research to see what your competitors are charging for their introductory online courses. Now, I've seen introductory courses range from $17, $27, $37, $47, and $97. But again, this really depends on the niche that you're in. I've even seen introductory courses sell for $197. Again, it depends on your niche, what is considered a low ticket or a low price. And also, I want you to know that the price is not set in stone. So don't worry too much about this. You can always start low and then raise the price of your introductory course later. All right, so that's a brief overview of what an introductory online course is. And now I'm going to do my very, very best to convince you to create an introductory online course. So I want to share with you why I believe you should create one. First of all, you will be able to sell way more of your core offer if you create an introductory online course. Your introductory online course helps you build an email list of really qualified, loyal buyers that are far more likely to purchase your core offer than if they hadn't completed your introductory online course. You'll also be able to gather testimonials after people complete your introductory online course that you can then use for social proof when you're selling your core offer. And social proof is so, so, so important when we're selling our online programs, especially our more expensive programs. So that's the first reason why I think you should create an introductory online course for your business. It's going to help you sell more of your core offer. And remember, your core offer is what's responsible for generating the majority of the revenue in your online business. The next reason I believe you should offer an introductory online course is because it's a great way to add value to your audience while at the same time generating revenue. It's a great confidence booster that allows you to put cash in your pocket when you're just getting started. So if you don't have your core offer yet, but you've been out there doing a lot of content marketing, a lot of YouTube videos, Facebook Lives, writing blog posts, and you've been building a following, but you're not monetizing it, an introductory online course is a great way to generate income right away. Another reason why I think you should create an introductory online course is because it can help you test your topic, what that thing that you want to teach, your methodology. You can test it by putting an offer out there in the marketplace to evaluate the demand for your topic before you spend a lot of time and money creating your higher priced core offer. So again, it's a great way to just kind of test the topic out there. Another reason why I think you should create an introductory online course is it helps you ease into the learning curve of creating your core offer down the road. Core offers take a while to create. There's a lot involved and it can get really overwhelming. So if you start out creating an introductory course, a smaller course like we talked about, you'll be able to figure out how to use all the tools and figure out all the technology that's required. You'll start figuring out a step-by-step process that works for you. So you'll get that learning curve out of the way with a smaller product, and that will set you up for success, making it much quicker and much easier to then create your core offer. I have just seen so many people start right away creating a core offer, and because it can be overwhelming, they end up getting frustrated and then they just quit. But if you can create an introductory online course, it'll just ease you into the learning curve and give you a lot more confidence and experience. The last reason that I want to share with you that I believe you should create an introductory online course is that it helps you cover the cost of acquiring new customers. There's always a cost involved to bring somebody new into our business. And in other words, you would use what you make selling your introductory online course to fund your marketing expenses. Perhaps you have paid traffic that you want to use to market and sell your core offer. Well, you can use the revenue generated from your introductory course to fund that. And you can also use the money that you start bringing in right now with your introductory online course just to start covering the overhead for your online business. The real money would then be made when you upsell your customers into your higher priced core offer. In other words, you won't have a cost anymore to acquire that new customer. You would have taken care of that already when you sold your introductory course. So that means your core offer will be even more profitable. All right, so I hope that I have convinced you why you should consider creating an introductory online course. You're going to sell more of your core offer because you're just lining up all these buyers that know, like, and trust you and have taken your introductory course. So they're going to be ready to sign up for your higher priced core offer. You can start generating revenue right now because an introductory course is fairly easy to create. If you're not sure if your topic's going to sell, you can easily test the topic. You can ease into the learning curve creating your introductory course so you're not so overwhelmed when you're creating your core offer. And then I also shared with you how your introductory course can help you cover the cost of acquiring new customers. All right, so I hope you're convinced that you need to consider creating an introductory online course in your business. And if you are, now I want to take it one step further and make it even easier for you to do that. I mentioned to you earlier that the goal for the customers of your introductory online course, the goal is that they then go on to purchase your core offer. So you have to be extremely strategic about the topic of your introductory online course to make sure that it creates the desire for your core offer, such as your signature program, your group coaching program, your online course, membership, etc. So that's the goal for our introductory online course. Those people will then purchase our core offer. So now I want to share with you two types of courses that you can create. Unlike an introductory course that's a low ticket offer that is really quick to complete and solves a small problem or helps people with a small goal, your core offer is a high ticket offer that costs more and it takes longer to complete and it solves a big problem or provides a big transformation. Higher price programs generally teach a step-by-step system that usually includes multiple subtopics that are each covered in detail. And then, and only then, once all of those subtopics are mastered, the larger transformation is achieved or the bigger problem is solved. So knowing the difference now between the introductory course and a higher priced program, like your signature program, I want to share with you two types of introductory online courses that you could consider that will strategically segue into your core offer. In other words, once somebody purchases and completes your introductory online course, they should be very excited because they've gotten some results and they now know that you are the person that can help them. So the next logical step is for them to purchase your core offer. So I wanted to share that with you so that the blueprints that I'm going to share with you right now make more sense. Okay. So let's go over those right now. Let's say you are a Facebook ads expert and you already have, or perhaps you want to create a core offer, which is a signature program called the Complete Facebook Ads and Marketing Course, and you charge $997 for it. Okay, so this is your core offer. It's a higher priced offer, very comprehensive. It has 8 modules in it, and within each module, there are multiple lessons that once completed, the student is able to master what is required to run profitable Facebook ads. Okay, so it's a bigger, comprehensive course with a lot of detail and is helping people achieve a big transformation or solve a big problem. Facebook ads are not easy. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things that one needs to learn to be able to create profitable Facebook ads. So having said that, let's go over 2 types of introductory online courses that a Facebook ads expert could teach and how these 2 types of courses would naturally lead to the core offer, the Complete Facebook Ads and Marketing Course that you're charging $997 for. Okay. So the first type of introductory online course that you could consider is what I call the beginner's course. The beginner's course focuses on a hyper-specific outcome. In the beginner's course, you teach the first step, or perhaps the first few steps, in the customer's journey that lead toward a larger learning objective that you teach in your core offer. And it's best if this topic can stand alone on its own. You want to go really deep on these specific steps, on that first step or the first few steps. You want to go deep on it so that your students get results, but they also know they still have a lot more to learn on the journey. I don't want you to hold anything back when you're teaching these first few steps because you want your customer to get results so that they then go on to purchase your core offer. So here is an example of a beginner's course that could lead into the core offer that I was sharing, which was the Complete Facebook Ads and Marketing Course. So here's what you could do for a beginner's course. How to create and optimize your Facebook page. So before somebody can run Facebook ads, they need a Facebook page for their business. So what if you just created an introductory course that just teaches people that one step and teaches them how to do it well? In other words, you go really deep into it, creating the Facebook page and optimizing it. That fits the criteria of an introductory online course because it's relatively easy for you to create. It's easy for your student to complete. It gives them a win. They start trusting you. They become loyal to you. And once they've set up their Facebook page, now they're more likely and they're prepared to run Facebook ads. So they're going to be more, they're likely to be more interested in your core offer, the Complete Facebook Ads and Marketing Course. And this topic, how to create and optimize your Facebook page, it can stand alone on its own because this is beneficial to them even if they don't go on to run Facebook ads. Because in our online businesses, we all need a Facebook page, even if we're just using organic traffic in our online business. So there's an example of a beginner's course, how to create and optimize your Facebook page, that is just so obvious that it segues into the core offer, the Complete Facebook Ads and Marketing Course. All right, are you with me? Does this make sense? So I want you to think about what your core offer is right now or what it's going to be. And if you were to create a beginner's course, what is the first step or first few steps that you could teach, and you could dive really deep. You could teach, stands on its own, but you know that once they complete that, they're going to be so excited to go on to purchase your core offer. All right, the second type of introductory course that you could consider is what I refer to as the fundamentals course. In this type of course, you can teach your students an overview of the customer journey that you take people on, that they need to take in order to solve their big problem or accomplish the big transformation that they're looking for in their life. So a fundamentals course. So unlike the beginner's course, we're not just taking a few steps and going deep. Instead, we want to just teach the fundamentals. We want to teach them the big picture overview of this journey that they're going on by teaching the fundamentals at a very high level. In other words, you're giving your student a roadmap and you're helping them understand exactly what they need to do on this journey of solving their problem or accomplishing their transformation. Once they understand the big picture, then they are in a great place to move forward to dive deep into each of the fundamentals, but you teach that in your core offer, okay? So again, quick review, the fundamentals course, you're not diving deep on anything. Instead, you're just stepping back and you're teaching somebody the big picture of this journey. In other words, what all are they going to have to do for success? But you're not diving deep. So using the same example before for the core offer of the Facebook course, the complete Facebook ads and marketing course, the course that's $997, an example that you could teach that would be an introductory course could be a course such as the fundamentals of Facebook ads. So you could teach somebody, and I'm just making this up, you could teach somebody the five major fundamentals of running profitable Facebook ads. So again, you're just teaching them what those five fundamental items are. You're not going deep into them because that's what you do in your core offer. And once your customer understands the fundamentals or the foundation or the overview or the big picture, then they are perfectly positioned to go on to purchase your core offer, the complete Facebook ads and marketing course. All right, so I hope this was helpful. So I want you to think of your core offer, if you already have one or if you're considering one, and what you would be teaching in that core offer. What are the fundamentals? And could you create an introductory online course where you're just saying, hey, here are the fundamentals. Here's what you are going to need to learn how to do. You're going to need to learn how to do number one, number two, number three, number four, and number five. So again, big picture, but you're not going deep. All right. So at this point, you now know what an introductory online course is and how, if you're really strategic about what you teach in it, you can easily create an ongoing stream of loyal customers that are ready to step up and buy your core offer. And so now you know if you're going to do an introductory online course or a mini course or a starter course, it's really important to be strategic about what you teach in that course so that people are really excited. They have some ahas, they accomplish something small that they give you credit for. They trust you, they're loyal, they're a raving fan, and they are so ready now to purchase your core offer. All right, so let's wrap things up, everybody. In this episode, we talked about what an introductory online course is. We talked about why it was so important that you create one in your online business. And I shared two types of introductory online courses that you could create. Now, in next week's episode, I am going to give you a step-by-step framework that you can use to create your introductory online course. So I will see you in next week's episode where we'll actually get started creating your introductory online course. Bye for now. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Modern Day Expert Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast, and I would be most grateful if you would leave a review. If you're ready to embrace your expertise and monetize it online, visit moderndayexpert.com for more inspiration, training, and resources. I'll see you in the next episode of the Modern Day Expert Podcast. Bye for now.